First of all, Bava Basra, Perek Yud, the last Perek, Mishnah Hay. The topic of this Mishnah is something called an Asmachta, which I'll explain something conceptual. It says, Mishapara Miktsas Chovo, if a person, the borrower, paid back part of the loan, but he couldn't pay back the rest. And so therefore, let's say the loan was for $100, and he paid back 40. So the 60 is still owing. So what they could do is draft, you know, more paperwork to show there's a receipt for the first 40, or, you know, that there's still 60 outstanding, however they would do it. But they just can't be bothered with too much of an effort. So therefore they say, listen, we'll just... the borrower says, I don't want the IOU to sit in your hands still, because then you can go to base and reclaim the full amount, and I paid you 40. So let's just give it to a third party, and then, you know, the third party will hold it as like an escrow, so to speak, to be the middleman between us. So when I pay you the other 60 that's outstanding, then he'll tear it up. But he says, and this is the funny part, I'll say it outside first, he says, if I don't pay you by such and such a date, so then, you know what, you can just get back the whole shtar. That, of course, would allow the lender to collect a second time on the full amount. So in other words, he collects instead of 100, 140, let's say. So the question is, I'm saying it all outside first, the question is, the lender is, of course, happy with that, but the borrower, when he says you can get back the whole shtar, he doesn't really mean it. In other words, he doesn't mean that it should ever come to fruition, because his intention is that he'll pay the missing 60 by the date he promises, and therefore it'll never come to being an issue. And since he didn't expect to have to pay it, and there's no reason why he should have to pay it, in other words, he's not to pay ribbis, there's no extra loan being taken, there's no rights for the lender to say, I want, you know, to be able to collect the full 100 all over again. So the question, since the lender has no rights to it, and the borrower didn't mean to really ever come to pass, so is such a arrangement binding? And that's what's machlokas in the Mishnah. So again, it says Mishapar Miktas Chovo, the borrower paid back part of his loan, say 40. Vehishlish es shtaro, and then they do what I said, they basically give it to a third party. Hishlish, they give it to a third party to hold the contract, the IOU. Va'amarlo, and the borrower says, Im lo nasati lach mikan vad yom ploni, if I don't give you the remaining outstanding, say 60, between by the time, you know, such and such a day arrives, so then ten lo shtaro, then you, the third party, should give the lender back his contract, his full IOU, which would then enable the lender to collect the full 100 all over again. Now, he, of course, like I said, the lender has no real rights to demand to collect 100 all over again, and the borrower never intended he should have to pay 100 all over again. However, of course, what happened was Higiazman, that day arrived where the borrower promised to pay the remaining 60, Velo Nasan, but he didn't deliver the money. So,
this is ten lo shtaro, means that the third party has to pay?
No, the third party should give back to the lender his IOU, and then he can collect the full amount. So the day arrived, and the borrower didn't pay the remaining 60. So now the question is, should that third party really give back the full shtar to the lender, because that would empower him to collect a full 100 all over again. So Rabbi Yossi Omer Yiten. Rabbi Yossi says, yes, this arrangement is called an asmachta, which means like a support, you know, an assurance, something like that. Somech, it's Aramaic, but somech is support. So in other words, when the borrower gave a support to his words, his promise he'd pay by such and such a date, with the assurance that if he doesn't, the lender can have the whole contract back. So since he said it, and that's going to be binding. And therefore, Yiten, the third party, should indeed follow what was agreed upon and give back that whole IOU to the lender, who will be able to indeed, if he wants to be not nice about it, collect the full 100 all over again. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo Yiten. Rabbi Yehuda says no. And Asmachta, when a person says something like that, they just mean to push themselves to live up to what they said they would do. But really, they didn't intend it to come to fruition, and therefore, really, the third party should not hand over the full contract. They should, you know, he was a witness to the situation, they should redraft things that would only entitle the lender to get back 60, not a full 100. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that indeed, a person, the asmachta lo kanya, when a person sets up this asmachta, he backs up his words by some, you know, heavy-duty financial promise, but that doesn't intend to pay, that isn't binding, and therefore the third party should not give it over. However, period, end of story, that's halacha. However, it should be added that the Gemara speaks out, if it was given over not to a regular third party, but to a based in chashuv, a significance based in, and that was a deal, and that should be binding. What does it mean to be a significant chashuv based in? So the Bartanura brings two pshatim. He says his own rabbis taught him it means any based in is competent in the halachas of asmachta. In other words, they understand what's going on. They're capable of adjudicating such a case. So since they gave it to a third party based in's a based in, and he promised, if I don't come up with money by, you know, such and such a date, give the lender back his whole contract, the based in should do it. The Rambam, however, as the Bartimur brings, says the Basin Chashav is only one that has smicha from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so that's the Din, like Rabbi Yehuda, but unless there's a Basin Chashav involved.